Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you. So-called Christian bookstores are literally filled with books with titles somewhat as follows: The Secret to Successful Living, Living a Fulfilled Life, and I'm Okay, You're Okay. Some of these books may have some good advice and information in them, but most of them are pure fluff. They are rooted in pop psychology and not in the Word of God. Some, like Thomas Harris's book, I'm Okay, You're Okay, are misleading and even dangerous. The truth of the matter is, modern psychology has not discovered any truth which the Bible writers did not know and reveal. God's book and His book alone provides the true keys to successful Christian living. One very vital passage relating to Christian living reads as follows: For he who will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil, and his lips that they speak no guile. Let him eschew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it. 1 Peter 3:10 and 11. Can you imagine any simpler advice, and yet any advice more badly needed among sinful human beings? Some may want their advice expressed in psychological terminology, but if it were, the majority of us could not understand it, and it probably would not be worth understanding in the first place. Christians surely love life and want to see good days. Or do we? Are we willing to make whatever sacrifices are necessary to have the blessing God promises? The Greek in this verse literally reads, He who wills to love life, let him refrain his tongue from evil. Both verbs are present active participles and could be rendered, He who continually wills or wishes to keep on loving life. These words in 1 Peter 3, 10-12 are taken almost verbatim from Psalm 34, 12-16, and generally follow the Greek text of the Septuagint, not the Hebrew text. My friend, do you will to love life and to see good days? Then you must refrain your tongue from evil and your lips that they speak no guile. Do we need an exposition of what it means to love life? There are no guarantees that you shall not experience hardships, disappointments, and illnesses. But generally speaking, those who follow the example and teaching of our Lord Jesus Christ will experience a full and useful life. Jesus assured His immediate disciples and us, I am come that you might have life, and to have it more abundantly. John 10, 10. Good days refers to happy, useful, and profitable days. If Christians want to love life and seek good days, they must refrain their tongues from evil. Are you and I tempted to speak evil of others, even our own brothers and sisters in Christ? Do we not know how much damage we can do to others and to the cause of Christ by misusing our tongues? James calls the tongue a fire, a world of iniquity, an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. James 3, 6, and 8. Do we ever think that our tongues hurt only others? Actually, the misuse of our tongues hurts us worse than it hurts others. How can we live fulfilled and satisfying lives when we constantly criticize others and question their integrity? How can we be pleasing in the sight of God and of good men when we use our tongues to mislead and to beguile others? Peter urges Christians not to use their lips to speak guile. The word guile, dalon in the Greek, was used of bait for catching fish. In other words, we use our tongues like fishermen use their bait. We intend to deceive and to lead people astray from God's revealed will. Instead of using our tongues to lead others astray and to destroy their good reputations, let us use our tongues to build up and to glorify God. Thank you for listening.